Robert Gomez is joining us now. He is one of the co-chairs of CIVL, the Chicago Independent Venue League, and he's also the owner over at Subterranean and Bee Kitchen. Bee Kitchen is going to be opening up on the Riverwalk coming up in April. This is a big deal to have a great independent venue like that down on the Riverwalk. But as we know, we've been talking about it all night, this is really a fluid conversation about how venues and how all of us have been affected by preparing for COVID-19. In this case, Robert Gomez, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah. Okay, so first, before we get into talking about the Riverwalk, just how difficult is it as a small club owner right now when not only are you have faced with the idea of closing your venue, but at the same time dealing with the fact that bands and musicians are canceling left and right?
And not only those things, and then we've had 20 cancellations in the last 24 hours. We also have to, as we're looking at all the, and you can't just replace those nights, especially when it's within a month, you're not able to take a touring act who had already had advanced sales and just get a local band and hope people fill the room. It just doesn't work that way. So you're looking at nights that are going to be left empty. And you have staff to consider their livelihood. There's a lot to consider.
Yeah. I don't know how this works because we're seeing this in all different and factions when we were just talking about restaurants and other places, because at a certain point, you have to make a decision, a business decision, but also a public safety decision of whether or not it's worth it to even be open. Do you have those conversations with your ownership, with your staff, and everybody that's part of the clubs that you run?
Constantly, and as time has gone on, this has just been a few days, right, where we've been able to try and not just process what we've learned and limitations that the governments feel is a necessary step to take, and of course we're all abiding by that. As CIVL, we're having that conversation even with my staff. Do we close? We're really all working this day by day, hour by hour, and making decisions. Clearly, if there's a cancellation, we just leave that night alone. And let's work and try and make it a safe environment as best we can for the days that we're open.
You have to think about a lot of things. Obviously, if you stay open, you have to think about, of course, making sure that the shows go on, of course, that's the one thing. But you have to think about your staff. You got to think about the patrons. What do you do to make sure that everyone feels safe if they're coming to a rock show?
Well, there's two pieces, right? One is communicating what your plans are. How are you going to make it safe? In what way are you taking steps to make it a sanitary space? And it's really interesting in music. There's the employees and washing hands are reminding customers themselves to wash hands and cover their mouth. But in live music, you also have the equipment. The microphones get very close to musicians, right? I mean, it's right next to their mouths. We have implemented a policy. In between sets, we pull all the mics, start sanitizing those, and put sanitized mics back up. And this, none of this, by the way, is temporary. That's what I've been telling my staff. This is the new standard. This is here to stay.
We're talking about restaurants a little bit earlier in the show, just about the fact that they're trying to figure out ways to change and be creative with their product, meaning maybe it's not come sit down in a venue and eat a meal. Maybe it has something more to do with delivery or takeout, other things that they can do to try and work on that bottom line. For you guys, I mean, you're in the venue business. Do you have to think that way as well? Think creatively about how you can survive if you can't get a live audience to your venue?
That's a tough one. I mean, the virtual shows, we've all tried it as a supplement to our existing businesses, and none of them have lasted. If going to a show weren't an option, but they can do that from anywhere. You wouldn't have to come to my venue to perform in order to stream it.
Right.
They could already stream the band and watch them wherever they recorded themselves last. So that would be a difficult one to pull off. We're there for the experience. That's the whole point. All these old, beautiful rooms that exist in this city, which is so unique. You get the experience, not just the band, but be in these historic buildings. That's what's special, and that's what's so hard to replicate online. So we have that advantage, but only if people come to shows.
Yeah. It's Robert Gomez. He runs Subterranean Beat Kitchen, great places. He's also the co-chair for Civil, which is Chicago Independent Venue League. We're talking about the impact of the COVID-19 on the music venues here in Chicago. It's a really interesting part. We just had a great call. Anita called in talking about distractions, right? And how it seems like what's happening from this is all of our distractions, all the things we do to take from our daily lives are being taken from us, and we're going to have to rethink things. And I think about the show, live shows, because that's something that people really are rabid about. So in this case, I mean, they want to see shows, people, that's a big part of their lives. I feel it. I know Pete feels it as well. But we're being told to stay away. So how do you deal with that as a business when the leaders get up on stage and say, yo, stay at home, don't go out, and, you know, your livelihood's on the line?
Well, I think that's not what I'm hearing, but I understand that's how people are interpreting the message, right? We are all in a heightened alert because of preventative measures we need to be taking, right? This is all preventative. We aren't in an area with a community outbreak. So it seems to me, what I've learned through this is that the thing that spreads faster than coronavirus is panic, right? And I think we can, I think a lot of people aren't panicking. Many, many are, clearly, when they're hoarding toilet paper, that's a panic person, right? But many others aren't. You know, my clubs are open tonight. People are still going out. And it's a matter of education. It's a matter of creating a safe environment, and that can be done and is being done. I think we're going to be fine. And I think the panic is justified. We don't know enough, and as we learn more about the virus, how it can be contained and controlled, we'll get past this. Yeah. This will pass.
Robert, it's interesting, too, because you're opening up on the Riverwalk. Congratulations, by the way. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Beat Kitchen. Love Beat Kitchen. Played Beat Kitchen. Love that place. And the idea of opening it up on the Riverwalk is just great to be exposed to more mainstream audiences downtown. That it has to be also up in the air a little bit, because we don't even think about all the things that are happening next month. Do you have to start having those kind of conversations about when this launch or it gets pushed back, things like that? Or is it a done deal that you guys are open at the beginning of April?
Well, unfortunately for anybody anywhere, nothing is a done deal. We were meant to be open tomorrow with the dying of the river. We are right there on Michigan Avenue. Like the dying of the river, the boat was going to be right in front of us. That got canceled. The parade got canceled, which is right next to us on Michigan Avenue. And then with not only did all that get canceled and had a huge impact on our plans, but the city, all the staff for the city, was consumed with what to do about coronavirus, so much so that they never finished my liquor license application. So I don't have a license right now. So it's been a disaster. You know, look, I feel like we're all dressed up and nowhere to go. We're ready, but we're not licensed. And tomorrow, I don't expect a whole lot happening downtown anyway. But yeah. So no, there's no hard date. I mean, we're an inch away from getting the license. I'm not concerned about that. We're going to aim for early April and see what happens, see what changes.
Robert Gomez is the man behind Beat Kitchen and Subterranean, other clubs, as well as the co-chair of Civil, which is the Chicago Independent Venue League. Join me tonight to talk about all the things happening with music clubs in Chicago. Gomez, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Today it was announced that, and so what we want to do before we get into Lawrence, who's on the line, is that I want to do this every night where we pick one venue, artist, group of people that were affected by COVID-19. Their show got canceled. Their band got canceled. Maybe they work bar and the place shut down, whatever it might be, just to say, hey, they got a GoFundMe page, as Donna said, to set up. And maybe, we can actually help somebody by sharing some of the load. So let's bring in Lawrence Peters. Lawrence Peters from the Lawrence Peters Outfit. It's a country music band here in Chicago. One of the greatest. They've been on the show a couple times. And he tends bar at the Hideout. The Hideout today decided to shut down to the end of March. They set up a GoFundMe page, which essentially is to cover the staff that won't have any income coming in for the month of March. Lawrence Peters joins me now. Lawrence, thanks for joining me, man.
Justin, what's up, buddy?
Nothing. So tell me all about this. So you work bar at the Hideout. So you guys are setting up a GoFundMe because you guys aren't going to have any expenses now that or any income because it's shutting down.
Yeah, so as of this this morning, they made the decision to shut down until the end of March.
Okay, and so yeah,
all the shows are off. There are no shifts. So yeah, they smartly set up a GoFundMe. They're calling it a virtual tavern, which I think is pretty great. And then they're taking money for that, and they'll help us keep ourselves going while everything's shut down.
You know, for you, it's a double whammy in the sense that, yes, you tend bar at the Hideout, but you also perform live. I would assume that the live music opportunities and the shows that you got booked are also in jeopardy.
Yeah, I had, two of them have been postponed so far. And then there's some of them that are still active, and I'm assuming that the venue is just kind of feeling it out because they're a little ways off. Just to see how things go, and hopefully we can actually still have the show.
Well, Lawrence, one of the things we love about, obviously when you come on the show and talk country music, it's awesome. But for you, I mean, at the Hideout, you guys are beloved waitstaff and bartenders there. As you kind of are in this position, I mean, I would assume that this is really tough, not just to set up a GoFundMe page, but to be in a spot where you're not going to be working for a month.
Yeah, it's definitely scary. And I've been watching the news. I've been watching all the posts on Facebook and reading all the stuff about, COVID-19 and all that, just in preparation for it. And luckily, I went and bought a bunch of groceries like a week ago before all the stores were empty. I got toilet paper, everything. So I'm like set up, and I've been making a list of all the stuff that I haven't caught up on that I'm super behind on because I work so damn much. So I'm going to make the best of it, like that last texter said. I'm going to try to get some emails done that I've been postponing and work on organizing some records and just like do some general sort of maintenance stuff, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, so weather the storm.
Where can we find this? It's the Hideout Virtual Tavern. And before I give out the GoFundMe, which I think that's how you're going to find it, right? You can find it on Facebook through the Hideout. But it's the Hideout Virtual Tavern is what it's called. It's a GoFundMe page. It's got a really wonky URL, so it's hard to just tell you on the radio. But what does it mean? Go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
I was going to say you can just go to the Hideout's website or our Facebook page, and it'll have the link to it. That might be the easier way to go.
You guys are trying to raise $20,000 for the staff, and it's already halfway there in one day.
I think it's 10.
Is it? Well, it says here that you guys are over 10. They've actually jacked it up, so you're you're behind.
Oh, that's great.
But I was going to ask you.
I did the math, and if they split that up between all 36 employees, it's not a lot of money. So the more the better.
Yeah, right. They finally. But what does it mean to you that in a day's time there are already 315 people that have donated? A lot of them at the $50-$75 level. What does that mean for you and the staff?
Oh man, it's amazing. I've been watching that. Yeah, I've got that up on my desktop, and I click over about every 10 minutes just to see how it's going. And yeah, from the first couple minutes of it, when I first got the note about it, already there were like 15 people, and it's been multiplying since then. Yeah, it just feels really good. I know from working there for so long and just paying attention to the vibe of the city that the Hideout's definitely a beloved institution. But, there's nothing like getting proof like that,
Okay, so you can find it at the Hideout website or the Hideout Facebook page, and they're trying to raise $20,000 for the 36 employees who are out of work for the month because of COVID-19 shutdown of the Hideout. They'll be back at the end of the month, hopefully. Lawrence Peters.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah, Lawrence Peters is a great Chicago musician with the Lawrence Peters outfit, and he's also a bartender at the Hideout. And Lawrence, can't thank you enough for joining us, and good luck with the GoFundMe page.